recording then.
Yeah.
Getting ready for Weird Tuesday.
Tuesday.
As opposed to Super Tuesday.
That is a much more hectic Tuesday, I would hope, than your current Tuesday, Ryan. But we will get into that on Tuesday, January 19th, 2021, the 205th episode of the Quarantine Cast. Ryan, you got a podcast Weird Tuesday going on. What's up?
Every day is weird when you drink radioactive liquid and get radioactive liquid shot into your arm. So,
are you a superhero now?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm a mutant.
Every day is Tuesday.
Every day is Tuesday, and that is the takeaway of my story. No, I got a fucking CT scan today, boys.
Hell,
that shit's weird.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys ever got it, but it's not like anything else you've ever had done medically before.
What? Okay, so
I've had something similar to a CT scan done, but like on a much smaller scale. So
are you talking about the ultrasound?
No.
Okay. Okay, so first, Ryan, explain what a CT scan is, and then get into the mechanics of that.
I don't fucking know. I don't know what CT
stands
for. Explain
the physics, Ryan.
I don't know what CT stands for. It's a scan of your body using technology. I fucking got up really early in the morning because my scan was really early at like 8:30, which is early for me. Cut me some slack. And they said, show up an hour early. And I was like, that seems early, but maybe there's some papers I have to sign and stuff like that. Didn't really tell me the whole process when they just said show up an hour early. So I showed up, parked out back in their parking lot that was like, Burbank imaging parking only. And I was like, yay, they got a lot. That's really cool. Even though there was like no cars there because coronavirus has destroyed all businesses, especially early in the morning. It was like 7:30 a.m. and I walk into this place and they're like, oh yeah, cool, there you are. Well, that'll be $500, first of all. That's your copay. And then second of all, here's two giant, like grande-sized cups of coffee filled to the brim with a slightly off-colored liquid. And they're like, so you drink this one right away. And then the second one, and she wrote on it 8:15, and then she was like, "And you can go back to your car to drink that." And I was like, "Okay." So I grabbed two giant cups filled to the brim, and like awkwardly like opened the door with my shoulder, and just walked out onto the sidewalk and around back of this imaging place with two giant cups that were filled so full that you have to like kind of monitor them as you're going, and then
there's
just
no
sat
lids.
In my...
They didn't have, like, a
no, they didn't
cup
put a lid on
a straw. They did
they
not even, like, a fucking straw.
They could have put lids on there. There's no reason not to, because, yeah, I could have just taken them off and then drank it. Then I sat in my car for an hour drinking this mystery liquid that didn't taste bad, but definitely tasted weird. And then, finally, like, right before my procedure, I was like, oh, it's, like, 5 minutes before I'm supposed to come in. I need to use the bathroom because they said like hydrate, drink a bunch of water. You need to be really hydrated. And I was like, okay, so I'm going to use the bathroom. So I was like, hey, where's the bathroom? They were like, back there behind that door and then to the right. And I was like, okay, opened up the door. It's the main like medical area where they're doing all the scans, like x-rays, CT,
Jesus.
Anything.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, open the bathroom door, like do my business, come out. There's this dude in the doorway of one of those. And he's talking, and I wasn't sure that he was talking to me. I was like, what's going on? And then I hear him more clearly. He's like, are you Ryan? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, oh, yeah, you can come right in. And
oh.
Like, we're just talking out the bathroom. Like you knew. Fair enough. So I just
hey,
like,
Ryan.
In.
Flips open a switchblade. You taking a piss?
That's exactly how it kind of felt a little bit. I got jumped a little.
I'm really glad he didn't tell you. Like, I'm really glad it turns out you weren't supposed to pee. Because that's where my mind would have been in that moment.
Wait, what? I did.
No, yeah. I'm glad like that was an okay thing to do. Because in my mind, it's like, oh, they just gave me a bunch of stuff to drink. Is this... like supposed to stay in like
It's supposed to stay in you.
I don't think it gets processed that fast, but yeah, I don't know, maybe.
Well, that's where just my mind would be in that confrontation moment. I'm sorry, go on.
Oh. No, they had actually mentioned, I think, like, and if you need to use the bathroom, you can come in
okay.
and do it. So they had definitely like made it clear You're good to do that. They actually took a lot of steps to make sure I was, like, slightly more comfortable once I was there. But beforehand, there no idea what I was getting into. But once I got there, they were always, like, yeah, pretty good about being like, and then this might be a thing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, generally. So yeah, that guy was like, he confirmed my birthday and everything. So I made sure that, like, I wasn't in the wrong thing, getting the wrong scan. Laid down. He's like, take your pants off. And I'm like, okay, great start. Here we go. And then they like, it's a fucking space age technology, obviously. It's this giant spinning ring that, like, the chair or the table underneath it moves so that it can scan you. And he like, hooks me up to an IV and everything, which everyone always kind of hates that, right? Like, it's a particularly uncomfortable, place to be. And he's like, all right, cool, flushing it with saline. Is there any pain? And I'm like, no. And he's like, cool. And I was like, was there supposed to be? I'm not sure. Maybe I just don't have veins. And then, yeah, he's just like, all right, well, listen to the machine. It's going to tell you when to breathe. And I was like, all right, I can already tell this is going to be fucking strange. And sure enough, there's like little drawings, like a car wash. You know how, like, man, car washes have, like, lights that say, like, yeah, green to go, red, stop, like, yellow, go slowly. Like, it was that, but it was humans, and it was, like, depicting them going, like, and them going, like, and, like, holding their breath. And it was, like, telling you how to breathe, basically, the whole time.
Is that...
And he was just like, all right, here we go.
Do you think that's preferable to having a Siri-esque voice go off in your ear just saying, breathe?
There's both. There
oh,
is
God.
Both. No. There's that and the machine going like, hold breath. Inhale. Breathe. And it's just like, all right, this is really weird. And when that thing spins up, it's like fucking, it's hitting turbo speed. Like, it's like, it's full blown lawnmower mode. And I'm like, all right, so this is slightly unsettling. We do that for, like, you know, the first, you know, however long, 7 minutes or something. And the guy comes back and is just like, all right, I'm going to inject the fluid now. And I did not know that, like, he hadn't done that yet. I had an IV in my arm. I kind of just assumed that it was happening. He was like, yeah, I'm doing it. Let me know if there's, like, any pain, discomfort, anything like that. And he did it and he's like, and you're gonna feel really hot for, like, a second. Like, he's like, in about 10 seconds, you're going to feel very hot all around your body. And I was like, okay. And I'm like, it feels really cold right now in my arm. He's like, yep, give it 10 seconds. And sure enough, after 10 seconds, yeah, like, full-blown, like, hot flash. Like, my body was just like, whoa, okay, yeah. I'm like, I'm feeling hot now. And he's like, yeah, it's normal. Everyone has it. And I was just letting you know. And I was like, thanks for letting me know, because I'd probably be freaking out right now if you hadn't done that. So, yeah, then the fluid was all in me. And they did it again, this time at, like, turbo hyper speed, like, it was going faster than ever. I had to hold my breath for, like, 20 seconds, which is, like, fine. That's a fine amount to hold your breath, but not an inconsequential amount of time to hold your breath, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's plenty, especially because they say inhale, so it gives you time to, like, build up oxygen and everything. 20 seconds, not a small amount. Like, definitely by the end, I was a little, like, I kind of want to breathe right now.
Whatever you do, for the love of God, do not inhale.
Do not
right
breathe.
Now.
You will die. Yeah. And then it was all over. He, like, lowered the table. I put my pants back on and I got the fuck out of there. And he was just like, drink a bunch of water. And I was like, I will certainly do that because this is a very weird experience that I just had.
So
my whole life has been changed.
I have a couple of follow-up questions, if that's okay.
Yes, ask away.
At any point, did it become apparent why your pants needed to be off for this?
I was going
to
say.
I was getting an abdomen and pelvic scan. So okay. They weren't actually all the way off. I guess I was exaggerating. They were down to, like, my knees. And then he put a nice towel over my underwear.
Okay.
So that I wasn't fully exposed. They didn't talk about that in the prep work at all, but yeah, I'm guessing it had something to do with the machine and just getting it less fabric between your body and the scan.
I get that. It does sound kind of like the guy said, okay, take your pants off. Okay, good. And then puts an IV in your arm and doesn't say anything about it.
He did not explain why. He just said you have to take your pants. Like, he said you have to pull down your pants. And I was just like, oh, like, how far? And he's like around here, and like motioned at his knees. And I was like, oh, so I'm like unbuttoning and going like full these pants down mode.
You know what? No judgment, but I think I would almost go all the way off.
Knees. Keep your shoes on and still like struggle to get your pants over your ankles.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like it'd be weird if he said down to your knees and you just fucking went for it. That'd be weird for everyone around. Just like he took his pants off. This is sexual harassment.
Yeah. All right, now unbutton your fly and like just everything is already off.
Yeah, they didn't tell me this. What if I didn't wear underwear? It's a non-zero chance
right?
that someone just doesn't wear underwear someday, and then they're like, take your pants off, and they're like, so...
And then my other follow-up question, your urine, like, a weird color right now then, or...
No?
Okay.
It's not. I thought that for sure.
Right.
It's not.
Because that's happened to me before. I've gotten not like a full CT scan, but like, the same idea where they like inject... like the dye into your bloodstream, and then yeah, like the rest of the day it's just bright orange piss.
Yeah, I haven't had that. I have been drinking an unbelievable amount of water though, because he told me to drink a lot, and I am nothing if not a rule follower when it comes to medicine, so
I'm nothing if not a sheep.
That might dilute any discoloration a lot. No idea.
So then the hot flash you experienced was definitely like your body reacting to a foreign, kind of toxic substance being
dye. Just prune juice, something bright in your blood.
I don't know about all that. I don't know that it's radioactive, but I think it has some property in there. Yeah, that allows it to show up very brightly.
Could you
on the scans?
Could you approximate the taste of the two big gulps you drank?
I've always seen it described as chalky, and yeah, it's really not unpleasant and not a bad taste. It's just a weird taste, and there's there's aftertaste, and you're not allowed to have like gum or anything on the day of. So
chalky.
There is an aftertaste involved.
I don't think I've ever referred to any liquid as chalky.
Yeah.
It's the best descriptor, I think, I've seen. It's weird. It's a weird taste. It's not overtly negative. It's not like, oh, I can barely keep this down. It's just like, I want to drink this fast because it's weird.
Yeah.
So I definitely opened up my chugging skills for all of that liquid.
Get the funnel.
Get it down, boys. Get it down. And then I was like browsing YouTube on my phone for the entire hour, and I watched maybe two videos of a combined length of 12 minutes because I fucking hate YouTube's recommendation out. It's terrible.
No. Have you guys been finding anything good on YouTube
to
watch recently? The best stuff that I've been watching on YouTube recently are like things I found on Reddit compilations. They're just meme videos, like that's it. Like
YouTube's recommendation is,
I've not,
it feels like it's
anything.
Gotten trash in like the last couple weeks. It's gotten to be where it's just like there's nothing on.
So like, I actually have a weirdly related story. The other day I was on YouTube, just going through the recommended stuff on the homepage, and then I saw somebody put up a video, like, I forget the exact title, but why Pokemon Sword and Shield sucks. And I'm like, this is a weird thing for YouTube to recommend for me. I'm going to like say not interested to this. But before I do that, I'm going to go to the channel to see what's going on. That was the second part in a 7-part series totaling about 9 hours on why Pokemon Sword and Shield sucks.
And YouTube recommended you part 2.
Yes.
The best place to start.
Yeah. God damn it.
It's not great.
No.
It's a lot more misses than hits. And everyone knows that the YouTube algorithm is completely oriented towards watch time. So like if you watch a 45-minute long video, YouTube's like, "Holy shit. Like this topic can keep him here for 45 minutes." And then literally for the next week or two, the only topic you're recommended is the topic that you watch for 45 minutes, or similar videos from that creator, or just random bullshit that doesn't help at all.
And, like, I know why that video was recommended to me. I know it's because I finished up Tim Rogers' almost six-hour review of a weird Japanese video game yesterday, and the algorithm is like, what the fuck do we do with this guy? Let's see what sticks. And, nah.
Fucking algorithms, I tell ya. It's so scary when you know exactly what they're doing.
I did watch Quentin Review's older Machinima Fallen Titans video.
I've actually noticed that I definitely like his more recent stuff a lot better. I think he's honed his craft quite a bit. And like a lot of his old videos are more popular than his recent videos, but I do still really like his recent stuff like a lot more, like stuff in the last year. I think he made more viral videos like a couple years ago where he talked about like YouTube drama or whatever.
Yeah.
And then now in like the last year, it feels like he's just like, here's a video about Heathcliff, the the cat, and how dumb this shit is. And
oh, the cat, not the character from Wuthering Heights.
Oh, is that a thing? I'm imagining that character is named after Heathcliff the cat, but yeah. It's, I don't know. I do like him, and yeah, then all my recommended videos are just like other videos from him where it's like, if I wanted to watch those, I would just go to his channel. I'm subscribed. It's not, why are you recommending me videos from a channel I'm subscribed to? And then just other, like, yeah, video essays that are like half an hour long about random topics. And I'm like, no.
Isn't January historically not very profitable for YouTube creators, and that's why there's nothing right now? I think I remember that.
Could be. January is remarkably profitable for broadcasters.
Because
everyone's indoors and it's cold.
Yeah. We all know that broadcasters are taking away directly from the YouTube market, so that would actually make sense.
If you asked YouTube, they would say so. So,
I'd be making so much money if television didn't exist.
Yeah. YouTube is YouTube's got a victim complex. I feel like all tech companies have victim complexes.
In some regards, they are still the little guy because these industries are a decade old as opposed to coming on a century. But I don't know. They're trying to have it both ways. They're trying to be the cool young upstart thing, but also, well, why aren't we being taken seriously? And it's annoying.
Yeah. And also rotting our brains.
Oh, yeah.
With algorithms that don't actually care about any of the content that they're recommending. And it's just how to make the most money.
How to keep you on this platform as long as possible.
I totally understand if this is going to be too inside baseball, Ryan, and you can't answer this, but any TV networks looking at, you know, maybe getting some AI in there, maybe trying to apply similar concepts to the broadcast TV world?
We don't have the data.
Ah.
Like, that's literally, it's as easy as that. When tech companies, apps, and, you know, just any service is tracking your data, they're doing so much more than you think. Like, it's not just what you watched or, like, you know, if you liked it or something. It's literally like, how did it keep your focus? Did you switch between other apps while watching this? Like, how much time, like on Instagram, how much time did you spend on each individual tile before scrolling through? Like, what did that lead you to on the app? Did that lead you to this chain or to this chain or to this chain? Like, how can we optimize the chains and everything? On broadcast TV, we have a rough estimate to how many people watched in various demographics. That's it. We don't even have like watch time for each individual who was watching. Like, it's so apples to oranges. There's nothing that we could really do to optimize in the same way. So
Nielsen says this age group is into this, so let's just roll with it.
Nielsen has a poll of 12,000 families, and you know, the 500 people that are in this age group were watching it this percent of the time. It's like, look, I know it's the best we can do, and I know that polling can be remarkably accurate for how small a sample size you have, but at the end of the day, it's just not even close to the stuff that tech companies are working with. And yeah, so as a result, there's not really much we can do. We have to rely on our... That's that, and that's where, you know, it's literally humans versus AI.
Big with AI.
One of my weird Hollywood moments is I am 1 degree removed from the person who used to do YouTube's recommended page, like YouTube's front page, before it went AI. Like, they used to have just a curator who would just pick content that would go on the front page and stuff like that. And I know someone, I'm coworkers with someone who's like really good friends with that person. And it's very strange.
That.
And yeah.
That sounds like a really cool job to have had.
Yeah. No, it was an unbelievably cool job. And a lot of people really liked when it was like more of a curated by a person homepage versus nowadays. And it feels like they could still have some sort of section of the front page that is curated by a human and then have like your recommended section as well. But yeah, it just went completely AI and her job got replaced. And now she's working content strategy at some streamer. I don't know what.
Oh, that seems like a lateral move. Yeah.
That's pretty much, yeah. Mm-hmm. The world that I work in is just the broader umbrella is content strategy.
Hey, like, guys.
When human beings are still allowed to make decisions and it's not just completely left up to robots.
Hey guys, getting really into Dark Souls lore lately. Here you go. Enjoy that. You're welcome.
Yeah, Lucas, I don't know if you would be the best choice for, but I don't know if any of us would, but yeah, it would be hard to be an unbiased person, right? You're just like, holy shit, look at this really cool Battlefield parody video.
Hey, you guys notice how like the last 3 weeks, everything on the recommended page is just either Chainsaw Man or why your politics are bad.
Guys, come on. I'd be good. I'd throw in on occasion, here's part 6 of animals interrupting sports games.
Here's part 3 of why Pokemon Sword and Shield sucks. Yeah.
Here's the response video to the Dream Minecraft speedrun accusations.
Is Dream dead?
Do you think she had to sign a thing to say that she wouldn't promote her own videos?
I doubt that anyone at YouTube was allowed to have a YouTube channel back in those days.
Fuck.
To this day, a lot of entertainment companies don't allow their employees to have like entertainment channels and stuff like that, because it can be a huge conflict of interest.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's for sure.
And now that the conflict of this episode, the narrative conflict, has just about reached its conclusion, I say we do a resolving clap sync and then move on to the wacky host role where we just kind of wrap up all the loose ends.
Did that metaphor make sense? The conflict has been resolved with a clap sync. Let us move on to the wacky climax.
You went a little Jeff Goldblum. You were like, we'll move on to the post-roll.
I was in real time, I was figuring out if this metaphor worked in my head, and I think I nailed it.
You figured out what happens to Jeff Goldblum. you got it in his head. This is his life.
I am showing... Nice.
So what do we do in the wacky climax?
Andrew
named it.
I think I have Jason Schreier's Gmail address now.
That's like your idol.
Also, definitely don't share it.
I'm not going to share it. I just think it's neat. I think it's neat that I sent a question.
Frame it up on his wall, just a printout of what his Gmail is.
I think it's neat that I sent a question to his podcast. He responded answering my question and then hopefully also on the show. And that's fun. That's nice. That's one more small claim to fame I have.
Definitely pretty small. But fair enough, man.
Fine.
My question appeared on a podcast.
I'm not out in LA yet. I'm not casually running into celebrities. This is a big deal for a Chicagoan right now.
I don't get to live amongst the beautiful people like you, Ryan.
Yeah, you got to see some show production books if you think that's cool. Like, just all it is emails of famous people and famous producers and phone numbers, their personal cells and their like work numbers and stuff. Yeah, that's literally like a book full of that information. Sometimes addresses. So, yeah, it's pretty wild out here, man.
Mm.
You can dox the fuck out of people if you're immoral. And I'm sure it's happened, right?
Well, yeah, Sony hack, famously.
Well, yeah, but that was...
Just someone
I'm sure it's happened because
opening up a notebook and taking a photo.
I'm sure that it's happened because someone who works at the company got disgruntled. And was just like, oh, I'm going to leak a bunch of these emails and phone numbers and stuff. We have a problem with our naming conventions for our mail system that people like figured out the cadence of emails for various executives. Like, they just know that this is how we structure our email addresses within the company. So if you take enough guesses, you kind of just get it, and then you get the email through to high-ranking executives. And so then if it happens too often, they like switch it to like a more incognito email address, and then have to like send out an email to everyone at the company like, hey everyone, send any emails to this address now. The old one's dead because it either got out there or just too many people guessed it right.
From now on, it is CEO2@hotmail.com.
We're using Hotmail for our very, very confidential information.
I could be more specific, but anything...
Yeah.
Getting one level below when I'm starting to reveal where you work, and I don't want to be that guy.
Definitely fair enough. Mm. Yeah, we're not Hillary-ing this shit. We got private servers that have not been hacked yet. Fingers crossed.
You see that one woman that broke into Pelosi's office just took one of her laptops?
Yeah,
and is trying to sell it to the Russians. I'm a patriot. Time to sell government secrets to the enemy. And the FBI knows who it is and like has put it out there. Like, if you know her, stop.
That's actual treason. That's
absolutely
motivated by,
like I said,
trying
it's
to aid a foreign power.
Selling government secrets to the enemy.
Like, people throw treason around a lot, not always perfectly correctly. That's just the literally, if you look it up in the dictionary definition, although there is still like a little bit extra, is that some people's reading of treason is that you have to actively be at war with the country.
Wow.
Since we're not technically actively at war with the United States or with the Soviet Union, Russia, it could be like a legal loophole.
I mean,
but yeah, obviously there's a million like sedition and theft and trespassing and all sorts of shit.
Does a proxy war count? Because I think we're in one of those with Russia right now.
I mean, our current president today, it's his last day in office, very much does not consider us in a proxy war with Russia.
Well,
very much considers us to be very good friends with Russia. So that does make it a gray area where Russia considers themselves to be at a proxy war with us, and most of the government considers us to be at a proxy war with Russia. But the literal head of state thinks that we're best friends.
The President Donald Trump is quote-unquote cool with Russian soldiers putting bounties out on U.S. troops.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. It makes a very confusing situation. And it's the same thing with, like, treason and sedition. And, like, if the president were to tell people to storm the Capitol building while he is currently president, it does make a very weird situation for, like, where do people's allegiances technically lie? I don't know.
I mean,
it's unprecedented for sure.
It's one of those things where, like, everybody has to just pretend that things are literally not how they are because of the current administration. Like, the current Secretary of State, in the middle of, like, huge acts of sedition and, like, domestic terrorism, saying that the biggest threat to United States democracy is multiculturalism. It's like, okay, man.
Or how.
We clearly are living on different planes.
Or how talking about racial inequality is tantamount to sowing distrust in the union.
Yeah.
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 Or various government agencies such as ICE sharing Martin Luther King quotes about equality and justice for people.
The NYPD saying that, you know, they stood for Martin Luther King's message while beating the shit out of like striking workers. Yeah.
And yeah, like the federal government very, very potentially having a hand in his assassination.
Oh yeah.
Like a very good chance. A lot of people are throwing it around as though it's a literal, like, indisputable fact, and like, it's not that, but it's definitely not like a conspiracy fringe thing. It is a very, like, really good chance that this was a thing that happened.
We know that the FBI and the CIA was currently going after him at that point. Like, that is not like a oh, you know, there's some evidence. No, like, this is documents showing that, like, he was basically their public enemy number one. And then shortly thereafter, he was shot in the face, so.
And there's a literal, civil case that was settled in the favor of his family, where the federal government was trying to kill him. So
Is that tweet real? Is that, like, FBI tweet?
No, the FBI tweet's definitely that was Jabuki.
Okay,
yeah, cool. That was literally Jabuki who changed his profile picture.
Sacrificed that blue check. He got the blue check and then immediately he's like, I will use this for good. And got himself banned for a while.
Yeah. Jabuki's fucking great.
All right. And this podcast was fucking great. Thank you all so much for listening. If you like what you heard, like, comment, subscribe, etc. Support us on Patreon if you're able. Email voluntaryreviewing@gmail.com. We're on Instagram. We got a website coming. We probably have a new Twitter account coming. That's a lost cause. Twitter sucks. Sorry, gang.
You'll hear more about this on the Postcod podcast.
Get on Twitter and maybe we'll make that a black tape. Follow me on Twitter @LucasDryder. All my writing will be posted there in some form or another. Good luck out there. Inauguration day tomorrow. We'll talk about how that goes. Bye.